The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Trevor Twamley is with me. He's the CEO and co-founder of Sport Endorse. To talk a little bit about these brands, Trevor, that are kind of putting distance between themselves and Conor McGregor. Now, without getting into the detail, we talked an awful lot about it on Friday, and there's been a lot of conversation that will continue to be about what happened and Nikita Hand winning that civil case against Conor McGregor. This is probably not entirely unsurprising. Brands are acutely conscious of the toxicity of the person they are attached to. Is that fair?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So, look, I think we'll start by a good example of a brand deal. After two good years of a national sponsorship with Robbie Henshaw and Irish brand Aya, which is a vitamin and electrolyte.
Yeah.
It's a cheap plug there. We've a further 3 years and we've signed that deal this year. And why did they continue with the 3 years? They sold the product. They attached their brand image with the athlete and themselves. He honoured the assets. So, you know, the image rights around that, the PR day, the events, the social media, no bad press, toed the line. And there's full activations. You remember when a sponsorship happens, no matter what, if it's six figures, seven figures, there's multiples of money that goes behind it for activation. So if it's X, the company behind it will spend five times, 3 to 5 times the revenue, telling people that they're partnered with that athlete. So that's a good example.
Yeah, and lots of other good examples as well in the wake of the Olympics recently. And you and I talked about this. I mean, just, you know, great earning potential from those athletes who are successful.
Correct.
And a really good news story as well for brands to be attached to.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's every clause, every contract, and we get athletes booked all over the world, doesn't matter where they are. There's a clause in it for, you know, conduct clause.
Yes.
So you toe the line, you do the right thing, do right by yourself, do right by the brand, and be okay. And turn up. And we have an old TV saying, you know, turn up on time and smile. And that's what happens a lot of the time. And you build relationships, you build that rapport with the company. And likewise, the company builds a rapport. The investors are involved. They invest a lot of time in it. So important to do that and do right by yourself and make sure you honour the assets, the ask, which is the image rights for a year, the PR day, the event, the social media posts, doing all the handshakes and all that kind of stuff. So that's what it's about. I'm not surprised what happens. It's, you know, I think it's in every clause and every contract that was ever written at the start of endorsements from Tiger Woods right to Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, and we would have seen this in the wake of, say, listen, I'm not suggesting for a moment kind of Tiger Woods and Conor McGregor in the same category, but when Tiger Woods found himself in the eye of that particular storm around infidelity, now one big brand stuck with him. Famously, Nike went nowhere, but other brands departed.
They did, and I suppose Nike, 27 years with Tiger Woods, one of their best sponsorships, worth over $500 million over his 15 million majors, and they stuck with him. They took a choice that, you know, they were always backing winners, right? From the time of Steve Prefontaine,
yeah,
it was winners. So they always went winners. Steve Prefontaine crashed in that tragic accident. But Tiger, they took the vote that, you know, we've given them $500 million. We've made $2.5 billion potentially. We'll stick with him. And sometimes it's very mercenary like that. But Nike have stuck with people along the way in their journey, and they can call out who they want. They can say who they want to stay with and not stay with.
Yeah.
But they backed him. I think Tiger announced that he did this infidelity, but he wasn't brought to court.
And a completely different kind of categories. And it's important to point that out. But again, I'm always interested in how brands react, you know, and I assume, you know, despite kind of a behavioural clauses, as it were, in those contracts, there's an element of kind of waiting to gauge public reaction. Is there? Now, again, Conor McGregor, it's so egregious kind of what this jury has determined that he did. Maybe that's a bad example, but something like Tiger or somebody else, where you're not talking about legal difficulties, you're just talking about somebody being kind of a bold boy or girl.
And
I just wonder, you know, there is this kind of waiting period, is it, where some brands might think, let's see what way the wind is blowing here.
Are they playing in the major? Are they putting the putts? Are they doing all that?
What are the other brands doing as well?
As well, and there's positioning around that, right? So, like, but you can get dropped because of numbers. If sales aren't up on your golf clubs, your golf apparel, they might take the decision after Q4, we're not extending it. And a lot of it is exiting your contract at a certain amount of time. normally they're good. You know, if they sign you up for 3 years and they've done two, they like the partnership and the athlete has worked well. But it could be anything from lack of sales to bringing your brand into disrepute. It could be anything. There's a lot of them, and there's been a lot of people have fallen along the way around that. So
to what extent does social media feed into all of this now, that a bit of momentum can kind of build up behind a call to boycott somebody, you know?
So important, Kieran, because when you post something out on Instagram, it's there, it's up.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we price an athlete, it's, you know, the image rights, it's their point of sale, their event, their social media. Can I see their insights? Who's following them? Why are they following them? What have they posted? So actually, it's part of your package. There's no doubt about it. And if you've 6.5 million followers, I can tell you, there's people watching who's watching you and what you're doing. It's so visual now.
In advance of any of those deals, I assume somebody, is it someone like yourself, or is it somebody kind of working for the brand directly who's kind of going through that social media history, looking at, like, let's look at every tweet that Kieran Cudahy has clicked like on to find out whether there's a kind of a pattern here we should be worried about.
It's a combination, right? So we have a team that looks up the insights and finds out the followers that are female or male and demographics in different countries and things like that. So it could be us. It could be themselves. They could go to you and say, we want them because we know. So it's a combination of both. And it's about actually matching them with the right brand and the right athlete or the right talent, so that thing that has longevity, and you can see a long life cycle of the deal.
I assume that the social media as well, it affords you kind of great access to data, does it? You know, we had Jared Regan was in here earlier in the week, and he talked about kind of going on tour in the US, and he went on tour in the US because he was able to look at his followers on Instagram, and he could see that about 80% of them were based in the United States, which is kind of incongruous, but it meant he was able to sell out venues. Yeah. You've got all this data as well. You can see, God, you know, Kieran Cudahy is massive in Minnesota. Well, what do people buy in Minnesota?
Yeah. We've had athletes booked in Ottawa with supplement brands in Ottawa. We no coincidence, after the Olympics, a Spanish food brand came to us and said, can I book 20 Spanish Olympians? Coincidentally, we had 20 Spanish Olympians. So there's a whole lot of targeting and actually getting the athletes and brands. And that's our business, right? Our business is matching brands with athletes and talent. So we once they come in, we're able to match them. They also come to us. And when your brand grows, like Sport Endorse has grown over the last 7 years, we now are able to, the companies are coming to us as well as the athletes.
Yeah.
So it's nearly an easier door opener. But certainly the due diligence around the image, right, the athlete, the company, both the due diligence has to be done and make sure that it's a good fit.
Yeah, well, listen, with that kind of news today around McGregor, it's just interesting there's a focus on all of that relationship. So fascinating to get the insight into the background, how it all works. Trevor, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thanks, Kieran.
Trevor Twomley is the CEO and co-founder of Sports Endorse.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cudahy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.